Mark Laguna has been good enough to join us, the Carlton chairman. Welcome to you, Mark. Great to have you on the program.
Good evening, everyone.
You've been really, you've been pretty prominent in the last couple of days, which is fantastic. Sauce, obviously, Stephen Silvani on Footy Classified. And I suppose the big question most people are asking about your footy club is, has the club cut too far in its quest to regenerate? We all understand you want to regenerate, but given that you've only won two of your last 26 and your product has become, well, pretty much so bad that it's going to be dumped from prime time next year, have you cut too far in your quest to regenerate?
No, I don't think we have. Look, in hindsight, I think the answer would be yes, but because of the injuries that we've had. But certainly two and a half years ago when we set the strategy to rebuild the depth on our list and take youth and go to three drafts, we set the strategy in place. Certainly we wouldn't have expected that 2.5 years later we would have had 16 injuries on our list and had a, you know, five players that are different every week on our list. So that's what's probably caused the results that we've had week to week, more so the injuries.
You also only won one of your last nine games last year, so this year's injuries don't necessarily equate to you being that bad before this year even started.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with you.
So you think injuries last year were your problem too?
No. I mean, look, last year we had 20-odd new players come on the list. We've had a total now of 42 changes on the list. You know, having that many new players on the list obviously has its own, I guess, issues, getting everyone to play together at the same time. You know, last year was obviously we won more games than we did this year. This year has been compounded by injuries.
Mark, does it ended up hurting you that you've played so many games in a prime time slot where the exposure's a lot greater, so therefore you get more criticism if you don't perform? Were you given too many games in that slot for where you were with your development?
That's Matthew.
Yes, Matthew Richardson.
Yeah, sorry. I don't think so. I mean, look, we, at the end of the day, we don't do the fixture. The AFL set the fixture. You know, we've had one Friday night home game. One Friday night home game set by the AFL. And there's no doubt, I've got no doubt, that that other clubs do want to play us because we do bring people to games.
Mark, this is Jared Healy. I've just, I guess, like everybody else, been surprised at the media approach that you've taken. All of a sudden, Sauce is on Monday night and you're on the hustings on a number of media outlets. What's caused the change of a strategy, if you like, to become more widely heard?
Well, my obligation is to the members of the Carlton Football Club.
Yep.
I don't necessarily need to be on the media on the media circuit every week.
No, I agree with that.
There's just no need, this is my view, by the way, for presidents to be in the media on a weekly basis commenting on, you know, team performance. So, I think someone came out and said I was the invisible president. Well, you know, the bottom line is I'm not invisible. The bottom line is I am available to members all the time. All you need to do is come to a Carlton function, come to a member forum, come to an after-match function, come to a game, come to a VFL game or a VFLW game, or and I'm there and I speak to members all the time. I know exactly what our members want and what our members are thinking.
So why the change of strategy, though? All of a sudden you've become very public.
Well, we have been asked to come on the media.
Tom Elliott, who is on 3RW obviously before us, did call you the invisible president. Had this to say about the members running the football club, not the footy club running the members, and what he called, I think, undemocratic changes at board level, given that the members didn't get a chance to vote. Here's Tom Elliott earlier today.
What has happened at Carlton is it has gone from a club where people voted on issues, voted to put directors on the board, to an autocratic fiefdom. It is a club run by solely Mark Lejeune these days, and he is appointing people to the board who will answer only to him. Now, again, this is not personal. This is not me trying to advance my own interests. This is me as one of 50,000 members of the Carlton Football Club who is angry and upset at the lack of governance at our club.
Your thoughts in response to that, Mark?
Well, we've got 55,000 members, not 50. I just think Tom's uninformed of the process that directors have to go through to be appointed. It's very clearly stated in the Constitution how members are appointed. We have an independent nominations committee, and anyone that wants to be a director of the Carlton Football Club is to go through the independent nominations committee. It's in the club constitution. The constitution represents all the members. I'm not actually quite sure what the rant was all about.
Well, let's move on. Vel rang us earlier in the night and she had this to say as one of our Wednesday wines about your jumper.
My wine was regarding whoever from the Carlton Football Club allowed their boys to run out in their shorty pyjamas for the second time for the year. They look pathetic.
Now, Mark, you can't really put your hand on your heart and say you like the look of that once historic jumper.
Look, the navy blue jumper still exists, obviously. That's our home jumper, and it's one of the best jumpers in the competition. Look, the away strips are designed to provide a clash jumper. That's what they're designed for. They're approved by the AFL. Look, I've got to say that the navy blue jumper is my favourite jumper, that's for sure.
So will you be changing it next year? Because the grey rinse looks as if there's been too much White King put in the washing machine.
I'm not sure whether the jumper's going to be changed next year, but I would prefer to be wearing the navy blue jumper.
Mark, you re-signed Charlie Curnow, which is fantastic for the club, for 5 years. What about Patrick Cripps, who's an absolute superstar? The members would love to hear that you've signed him. How close are you?
Look, I'm not sure. I don't actually get involved in the negotiations of new contracts, but Patrick Cripps is contracted to the Carlton Football Club for next year, so there's no real rush to get it done. But we think that Patrick Cripps will be staying at the Carlton Football Club.
If I'm Patrick Cripps, and Nathan Jones put it best for mine on the couch last week, he said if he was in a rebuild of the nature that you're going through, to hear that you're not chasing a priority pick would be like a kick in the guts.
Well, I guess that's a matter of opinion, Jared.
Chase, you won't be asking the AFL at all for a priority pick. You're going to stick to that line?
No, well, at this stage, we haven't discussed priority pick any further. Kane's come out and said that we won't be following up and wasting our energy on the priority pick. We've got other things that we need to focus on. Things that we've got more control over.
Yeah, but you can't get one unless you ask for it. So surely, given the poor performances, which reflect your list as much as your injuries, you would be grabbing at everything possible to get that list improved.
Yeah, look, there's a little bit of taking ownership of where we're at as well. But, you know, at this stage, we're going to focus on things that we can control, Jared.
But you can control that. You can control the fact that you ask for a priority pick, because if you don't ask, you don't get one.
Sure. As I said, we've got other matters that we're going to focus on at the moment and focus on the things that we can control.
So another year of pain. You're asking the Carlton supporters to be patient through next year. Do you expect to be able to make the finals in 2020? Do you expect to be pushing for finals in 2020?
Well, look, you know, it's very difficult, as you well know, to set any particular time frame on when you're going to play in finals or when you're going to hit top, you know, a top four position, or that's crystal balling. Yep. All we know is that we've got a very strong young list. We have said we're going to three drafts, which we've done. Everything that we've said we're going to do, we've actually done. This year we'll get the right balance between trade and draft and free agents, and we'll do the same next year. And we think we'll have a great list that that'll give us the opportunity to play in finals and win premierships.
Yeah, I was just hoping 2020 might be something that Carlton fans could start to look forward to, given that 2019's obviously a write-off. Thanks a lot for your time, Mark. We appreciate you joining us.
I don't think 2019's a write-off.
So you think you could make the finals next year?
Well, we haven't even started the year yet. How can it be a write-off, Dwayne?
Well, but you're telling us that it's another year of pain coming, that you won't make the finals in 2020, so 2019...
But how do you know it's a write-off, Dwayne?
Well, because you've won two of 26, and I was hoping that 2019 might be a year where Carlton fans might see finals being an option, Mark.
Well, it could. Every year's a finals hope for every club.
Mark Legutajay, Carlton president, joining us on Sports Day.